This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
You know Zane Lewis from this song? I know you love her, but it's over, mate. Be Alright had over a billion streams, and the man is on the phone right now. Zane Lewis, morning, mate. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you coming on. Tell us a bit about that new song for us.
Well, look, it's called Falling Up, and it's really about, it's a bit about Be Alright, to be honest, about kind of getting to the end of this, like, 3 years on the road and having a song that did so well that I always thought would make me happy. Like, I've always thought my whole life, if I get to the next thing, I won't be anxious anymore. I'll be present and life will be great. And I just look back on my life and went at all these points where I got to the next thing, whether it was school or, I don't know, getting a job, getting a big song. I was like, it never made me any happier. And actually by the end of Be All Right, at the end of the road, I was more anxious. And I know it sounds like I'm whinging. It's like, shut up, dude. You're like, shit, like, life's good. But it was a real thing. And I just sort of thought, you got to work really hard at whatever you're doing. Like, you guys do with your radio show as well. And, well, I assume you do.
Nah, we just dial it in every day. Mate, it's a big thing. It's why anxiety is such a big problem in society these days. People live by the if-then theory. Like, if I get that, then I'll be happy. And we're constantly not happy with what we've got now. You're always just sort of seeking more.
That.
So it's so relatable. Cool. Let's just go back to where it began for you, because it certainly was falling up. Because back in the day, I know you used to be a soundie, like a sound tech on the Today Show.
Yes.
What was it like being the guy rigging up sound equipment or whatever for famous international singers, acts and all that sort of stuff, knowing that that's where you wanted to be? Was there a level of frustration associated with that?
No, because I was, I'm not even just trying to be humble here. Like, I think a lot of people like this. You don't know if you're that good. Like, you know, I think there's some people, like, they just walk in, they're like, I'm awesome. And it's like, I want a little bit of that. But I didn't really know if I was, I knew the songs had some potential, but I didn't really know if people would like them. But it was interesting transition, man. Like, I was just, I'd be the boom guy. So you'd just be holding up a boom and then, you know, your arms are shaking after 20 minutes and someone would come up and be like to Katy Perry, who's being interviewed. They'd be like, hey, Katie, do you want a water? And no one cares about the boom guy. You know, I'm just kind of standing there shaking.
No one cares about the boom guy.
So when's the last time you offered water to the boom guy now that you're in the Katy Perry position?
Oh, no, you never give water to the boom.
He has to
learn. Like, he has to
have something to strive for.
God, exactly. I'm just picturing you and all boom guys with arms like Popeye, these massive muscles.
That's funny.
We're on with Zane Lewis. We want to do a thing. We do this with Aussies, particularly when they get famous.
Yes.
It's called Reality Check, and it's just to make sure that famous people still have their feet firmly placed on the ground. I've got a good feeling that you might. We had Sam Fisher on the
other. Though.
Maybe. We had Sam Fisher on the other week, and he's like, I use 3-ply toilet paper and I've got a bidet now. And we're like, well, you're better than
You've
us.
You've changed, Sam.
Holy crap. Yeah, he's rich.
I know, right?
Well, let's see how you're going. So this is just a nice, easy one to ease you into it. What's the last cocktail you drank?
Oh, okay. To be honest, okay, it was probably a Long Island iced tea like 6 months ago or something.
Okay.
That's pretty normal.
That's pretty
standard.
Normal.
That's
the cocktail you can get the most alcohol in, so that's pretty standard for an Aussie. Yeah,
most bang for your buck, drink-wise.
100%.
The last meal you cooked yourself?
Oh, I'd say 2 years ago.
Oh,
I don't even know. It was
God.
Probably like an omelette. It's bad. It's bad.
Is that because you're rich and famous or you just can't cook?
No, I just... I spend so much money on Uber Eats, it is disgraceful. I'm not even sponsored. It's
keeping the economy ticking. It's
they
great.
Need to do a breakdown, don't they, at the end of the year, like how much you've spent.
Oh, don't even want to know.
Yeah, you don't even want to know. How much cash, how much physical cash do you have in your wallet right now?
Oh, $20. I checked yesterday.
Just a lobster.
Just 20 bucks.
Just a little lobby.
It's pretty normal.
Yep. Yeah, nice.
Roll-on, spray-on deodorant, or do you get someone to spray it for you?
I was going to say, what? the third one's what? But the first two, I have both. I have roll-on and spray of the same type.
But you don't have someone who sprays it on for you?
Does anyone?
Bieber would,
mate.
Definitely does.
You just have to be insane to do that. And also, would you want someone to roll on your deodorant for you? Like, that's...
Hey, if I could get it, I would have it.
But maybe that's because we're never, ever going to be in that realm, Dean, that we think that way. But hey, I think you've passed. I think you've really passed reality check. Your feet's still firmly placed on the ground, mate.
I mean, look, I thought there was going to be some tougher questions, to be honest, guys. But thank you. I think anyone could pass that.
Note to self, tougher questions next time for Dean Lewis. And get around his new single, Falling Up. We just played it in full before, and we love it. And we love you, mate. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Dean Lewis.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. The Hit Breakfast Show.